Part 4 of The Night, The Longest Night. Lahagid baboiker chastecha ve'unoscha balelois, to relate your kindness in the morning, at the end of the story when you see that it was actually great all along, ve'unoscha balelois, whilst the emuno, whilst the faithfulness, is what we have by night, that we can't see by night, but when you're with the one who has a track record of looking after you, we said, then you have, as we explained previously, that night vision. And there's so much to say about this. That is why this is part 4 of just one posuk. And it's just phenomenal. The more I search, the more I find. We spoke yesterday about how the Yom Tov, yes, the Yom Tov of Shivat HaTamuz, as it should have been, and we explained about Toiv being 17, the 17th of Tamuz, that Yom Tov was switched from day to night, from happiness to sadness. Yes, the longest time of the year, and yet it switched to night. And at the same time, we said, but in the night, the silver lining in the cloud is that we hold on to the emunah, and the emunah is something precious within a relationship as well. But I thought I'd have a look during the day of Shivat HaTamuz. I thought I'd have a look to see that famous idea of what it was all about. It's a Mishnah in Tanis that said five things happened on Shivat HaTamuz, and another time we'll deal with the five of Tisha B'Av as well. Five things happened. On the 17th of Tamuz, the Luchos were shattered, as we've spoken about. The daily Tomid, the Korban Tomid, was cancelled, stopped. The walls of the city were breached. There was a man, a general called Apostomus, who burnt a Sefer Torah, and he placed an idol in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. What the actual idol was, there's a bit of a discussion, but he placed an idol there. Five things, five tragedies happened on Shivat HaTamuz. I want to examine this a little bit, because we spoke about the Luchos, which were smashed by Moshe, and we've explained yesterday and on countless occasions of the Imre Emesis story when he told that man that only from a human perspective are the Luchos smashed. They're smashed yet not smashed, because something made by God cannot really be shattered. Only from our stymied perspective does it look that way. And finally, a Medrash made sense to me. We say in the Medrash, and it's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer talks about this in more detail, that reason Moshe either threw down or dropped the Luchos is because they were written by God, because they were divine, they were filled with these divine letters. And when he saw what happened at the Egel with the golden calf, the letters flew up from the Luchos, just like the Oroin carried its carriers, the Luchos carried its carrier. And now that the letters had flown up, it was just remaining with the tablets, the Luchos. They were too heavy and they dropped. And what happened to the letters? They flew back to the source. And it looked as though they were shattered. And I understood something unreal. It says that when Hashem finished creating the world, Vayar Elokim is called Asher Asar. He saw everything he had done. And it says again, it says, Vayar Elokim ki toiv, again and again and again. Hashem saw that it was good. Firstly, you notice the toiv, the good, but notice also Hashem saw it was good. Because from the divine perspective, he can always see that the plan is going as he wants. It's not always the same from our perspective. So for us, a Shivat HaTamuz turned from the toiv. You cannot make a bracha of happiness when something bad happens, even if you know it was for the good, because from our perspective here, it is not good. And then I looked at the next one, the Korban Tomid, a korban, a sacrifice, wrong word, sacrifice, as we've explained, this offering, korban, an expression of closeness, on the Mizbeach, Olener Tomid Ekachli, this eternal light is meant to be the idea of the Mizbeach. And when that was nullified, the light on the Mizbeach went out, and we're left in the dark, and we don't see the consistency of a relationship with God anymore. Even though he's carrying us, we can't see him. Then you look at the third one. The city was split. What city? Yerushalayim. It was split open. Yeah, Yerushalayim. Oyro shel olam, the light of the world. Division of light. Vayavdel elokim bein ha'or v'nachoshech. Hashem split between the light and the dark, and now we only see the darkness, the dark side of Yerushalayim. That place just outside Yerushalayim, we spoke about the Molech practice, that crazy avodah zarah, sacrificing children to the gods. Do we not do the same sometimes ourselves? And then we come to the last two, and this is unbelievable. Apostolos, he did two things. One of them is he placed a tselem, he placed an idol in the temple. Now, yesterday we spoke about Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, and its opposite, which is Avodah Zarah. Because one is moving towards something where you do the Avodah, the thing that you're meant to get close to Hashem. Avodah Zarah is turning your back on it. It's an Avodah, it's work, but it's Zarah, it's strange, it's foreign. It's not the right thing. This is the same thing. Placing a tselem, placing an idol in the Beis HaMikdash, the place of light, within the city of light. If you know the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, you know the temple, normally speaking in olden times, they would have a... The widening of the windows would be towards the inside, so it would let more light in. It was the other way around the Beis HaMikdash because it didn't need the outside light. It gave light to the world. It was a place of light, a place of Torah, and in it, apostolos place a tselem, an idol. A tselem is from the word tsel, which is a shadow. It is something which is dark. It is avodah zarah. It is the flip side of the korban. It's the flip side of the Torah. And I thought of one other thing, because the other thing that we're told Apostolos did is he burnt a Sefer Torah. And immediately I thought of those luchos, which were smashed, but not smashed. Because I thought of something else that we read about on both Tisha B'Av, amazingly, and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, which is described as day of purity, of whiteness, and Tisha B'Av, which is a day of blackness. Another time we will discuss that. Yom Kippur, of course, was the day that the second luchos were given. Don't think that that is a coincidence. So you've got the Matan Torah there, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. We read about the 10 martyrs, the 10 tzaddikim who were murdered by the Romans, their crime for teaching Torah. And maybe we will discuss them more another time. One of those incredibly great tzaddikim was Reb Hanina or Reb Hananya ben Tarajoin, who was caught teaching Torah. What a crime. He was wrapped in his Sefer Torah. And they burnt him alive, placing wet cotton wool over his heart so he would die more slowly and suffer more. And his students look at him and say, Rebbe, Rebbe, what do you see? And he says unbelievable words. He says the words, Hagavil Nisraf. The parchment burns, but the letters, yeah, they fly in the air. Just like we saw with the Luchos, a Shiva Osobatama's correlation. You can try and do what you like to the body. You can try and destroy the physical side. The neshama remains intact. The Jewish neshama, however far you think you've gone, there's always a way back. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, we've said this earlier in the podcasts. Yisrael stands for Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisios LaTorah, meaning there's 600,000 letters in the Torah, 600,000 root souls, 600,000 shamas stood at Har Sinai. In the darkness of Golos, sometimes it seems as though that body, that physical side has gone. The fires of Inquisitions, the destructions that we've seen, not just in the last century, but in tragedies gone by. We can't see what Hashem sees, Vayara Elokim Ki Tov. And that is why Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, which is a day which should be Tov, we can't see it as Tov. That's why we only see the darkness. But at the same time, Lahagid Baboy Ker Chastecho, we know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And we know that there is an indestructible soul, an indestructible neshama, like Viktor Frankl himself said when he left the concentration camps. You may not be able to do anything about your situation, but how you respond to it, that is in your hands.